Today is February 1st, and men, that means there are now less than 14 days to get that special gift for that special person in your life, so why not a special getaway? Like Christmas, there is something for everyone and every budget, and for those who wish to stay close to home, for instance, a bed and breakfast in the mountains of Virginia. But if you really want to shell out some bucks, how about going glamping? Earlier, I talked about glamping and star watching with Vivian Duchelle of Duchelle Hospitality and Public Relations.
When it comes to Valentine's locations, you want to look local, obviously, unless you're going to plan a real trip. For just a great Valentine's Day experience in the city, everybody will go to the Inner Little Washington, that is, if they can get in. But if you look beyond Washington, D.C., and look into the Virginia countryside, go online, look at Virginia tourism offices, you'll find a lot of wonderful inns. And there's nothing more romantic than a bed and breakfast. That's the way I view romance, is I don't like large hotels. I like an intimate boutique hotel, a country inn, a bed and breakfast, where I'm not going to see my next door neighbors across the table.
What if I'm thinking about blowing a lot of money?
If you're thinking of blowing a lot of money, maybe you should want to look south, especially at this time of year. Everybody thinks about the Caribbean. And one thing that's really exciting is that it's always been a bit of a hassle to get to Puerto Rico. And all of a sudden, we now have all these airlines with direct flights to Puerto Rico from D.C. So people should think about San Juan, the El Convento Hotel, which is a 360-year-old abbey. It's in Old Town San Juan. That would be one choice. Another place that I have found and discovered this year is the island of Great Exuma in the Bahamas. And most people say, where is that? It's actually one of the out islands of the Bahamas, completely non-commercial, very secluded, very exclusive. There's a wonderful resort there called the Grand Isle Resort and Spa. And basically, it's your own villa, your own beach, and all the privacy and authentic experience you want. And that's really important nowadays. People are looking for authentic experiences. They don't want a lot of commercialism.
And the place to go to see the stars is?
Well, some of them are really embracing that whole glamping phenomena. For instance, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel just honeymooned at the Singida Kruger National Park in South Africa and went on safari. That's an extremely expensive but supposedly an amazing, amazing experience. Or you could do something that a lot of people haven't thought of yet if they're adventurous. Myanmar, formerly the country of Burma. And that is exotic. It is trying to develop its tourism. It has incredible, again, ecotourism opportunities.
What if I want to do the other type of star watching?
As I understand, one of the most extraordinary things you can ever see is the Northern Lights. And this is the time between now and the end of March, and you want to go to Reykjavik in Iceland.
That's Vivian Duchelle of Duchelle Hospitality and Public Relations. Glamping, by the way, a combination of glamour and camping.